Programming is supported by design and branding firm Knock Incorporated. In celebration of the Playwright Center's season, presenting a new play from a national playwright every month. pwcenter.org.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, A Cumbersome Combo.
Hello.
Good afternoon, sir. Can I help you find anything today?
Yes, I'm actually shopping for a new bike.
Excellent. We happen to be having a sale on 10 speeds today.
That's good, but I'm actually looking for an incumbent bike.
You were looking for a bike like the one you currently own?
No. An incumbent bike. You know, one of those where your feet are out in front of you.
Oh, sure. A recumbent bike. And yes, we have them.
Can you tell me more about them?
Of course. In fact, it would be incumbent upon me to tell you about them.
I don't get it.
Today, we're talking about a couple of words that sound alike, and as such, can be easily confused. The words sound alike because they both come from Latin, and they share a common root in that language. First, incumbent. This word can be an adjective or a noun. It comes from the Latin word
incumbere,
which means to lie upon, to lean or press upon or apply oneself to. The first of the Oxford English Dictionary's definitions of the adjective incumbent is lies, leans, rests, or presses with its weight upon something else. According to the OED, this word first appeared in print in English in 1624. More notably, it was used by John Milton in his epic poem from 1667, Paradise Lost.
With expanded wings, he steers his flight aloft, incumbent on the dusky air.
Along the lines of resting or pressing upon, the word incumbent has specialized scientific uses, particularly in the fields of physics, geology, botany, zoology, ornithology, the study of birds, and entomology, the study of insects.
Wait a minute, entomology, isn't that what we did when we described how incumbent comes from Latin?
Hey, good point. Entomology is the study of insects. Etymology is the account of the origins and development of the meanings of words.
So what would be the etymology of entomology?
The Oxford Dictionary of Current English says it's from the Greek entomon, meaning insect, plus the suffix ology, meaning study of. Entomology.
Wow, Latin and Greek. We always seem to have a soft spot for the classics.
Sure, but getting back, the word incumbent is also used with the words on or upon to describe something that rests or falls upon a person as a duty or obligation.
As a lawyer, it's incumbent upon me to represent my clients.
The word incumbent can also be used as an adjective or a noun that the Oxford English Dictionary defines as, in the general sense, the holder of any office. According to the Barnhart Dictionary of Etymology, this use of incumbent first appeared in the language in about 1410. At first, it was applied to a person holding a church position, but the general meaning of any office holder is first recorded in Andrew Marvell's 1672 prose satire, The Rehearsal Transposed. Although the word incumbent can apply to any office holder, it's heard a lot in politics.
Pat Jones, the incumbent, received more than 180,000 votes.
The word recumbent, meanwhile, comes from the Latin
recumbere,
which means to lie down or recline. Staying close to its Latin roots, recumbent is an adjective used to describe persons or animals that are lying down or reclining. William Cooper used this sense of the word in his 1794 tale in verse, The Needless Alarm.
The sheep recumbent and the sheep that grazed, all huddling into phalanx, stood and gazed.
Recumbent is also used in archaeology, particularly in the phrase recumbent stone circle, which is a stone circle characterized by the presence of one large stone lying flat and flanked by two uprights. This most typically applies to a distinctive type of ancient stone circle found in northeast Scotland. In more everyday usage, the word recumbent is used in reference to bicycles.
Recumbent bicycles, recumbent means reclining, are those bikes where the cyclist sits in a mesh seat and pedals with his or her feet out in front. The handlebars are sometimes out in front of the rider. In other designs, the handlebars are tucked underneath the cyclist's seat.
So there you have it. Recumbent and incumbent. Two similar words that have
dude,
the same
what about
root.
Cucumber?
Excuse me?
What about cucumber, dude? It sounds a lot like incumbent and recumbent. You know, cucumber.
You're way off base. Cucumber comes from Latin cucumberin, which means a cucumber.
Is that made up? That sounds made up.
No, it's from the Barnhart Dictionary of Etymology. the word entered English from French in about 1384.
Wow, you seem like you know an awful lot about Latin.
Winter isn't exactly the busiest time for cycling enthusiasts. You get a lot of time to catch up on your studies.
Well, I, for one, won't succumb to cold weather.
Now, that's the spirit.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Sources for this episode are the Oxford English Dictionary, the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, and the Barnhart Dictionary of Etymology, all of which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks to the Grammatis Personae players, Scott Blankenship and Bridget Murphy. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Our executive producer is John Pearson. And we'd like to give a huge thank you to our editor, co-producer, and friend, Jen Houck. Best of luck, Jen. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, join the discussion at grammargrader.gather.com.